Last summer, the war in Syria became focused on one place, the city of Aleppo. Rebel-held areas of the city were being pounded mercilessly by the Syrian army. We spoke with several people there about the siege, but one voice in particular really cut through. Dr. Farida, the last remaining female OBGYN in the city. She told us at the time what it was like to live and work under near constant bombardment.
Always, there's an airstrikes always. Every day, every morning and every night there's an airstrikes. Last night we have a woman who was bleeding during delivery. And we stayed 4 hours beside her and she's good now.
Even as she spoke, you could hear explosions in the background. By the way, Dr. Farida uses only one name for security reasons. She and her ophthalmologist husband, Dr. Abdulhalek, kept treating their patients as long as they could. But after government forces defeated the rebels in Aleppo, there were large-scale evacuations. The two doctors also left. Yesterday, the couple was in Washington, testifying before Congress about the war in Syria. Dr. Farida recounted for lawmakers how she was performing a C-section when a missile struck her hospital in Aleppo.
There was amounts of dust and small stones all around the room. And we look at ourselves and look at my colleagues and find all them fold, covered with dust. The patient's abdomen was full of debris and we had to clean it with saline. But this was not the first time and not the last time, because many times we had many accidents like this. One day the general surgeon was performing an operation and there was a big attack near to the hospital and the wall dropped down and they had to go, leaving the patient alone in that room. And when it was better and the airplane gone away, then they go back to the room and they take the patient out of the hospital and they complete the operation in another hospital. It's very bad. And my daughter was with me and she witnessed all that accidents.
Dr. Abdulhalek, what memories does that description we just heard go? What does it evoke for you?
There is a lot of bad memories, hard memories, hard accidents. I remember a lot of patients had lost their eyes. Many of them, due to shrapnel, entered the cornea and go deep to the retina. So I have to make an operation for them, and they lost their eyes. Another accident when chlorine gas. They attacked us with chlorine gas on 10th and 11th of December. And there were children in the hospital. And we have only one bottle of oxygen. That bottle, we had to transfer the mask between these children to give everyone a little amount of oxygen. It was a horrible day that day.
Dr. Abdulhalek, you and Dr. Farida arrived in Washington at a moment when Congress is considering slashing budgets for diplomacy and foreign aid. Possibly there could be deep cuts in humanitarian aid. What was your message for the lawmakers in the middle of this atmosphere?
All the NGO humanitarian action must continue. We are evacuated from Aleppo and we are in the north of Syria. Now there is more than 500,000 of IDPs. There in the camps.
Internally they displaced people, yeah.
Yes. They need medical service. They need education. NGOs alone can't do all this job.
Could I ask you a personal question? Because I know you were both in the siege of Aleppo with your daughter. She's 8 years old. What was that like as a parent?
We are afraid for her future. She are afraid every day. She see nightmares. When we send her to the school, always we are in a deep sorrow because the school are also targeted. And one day, Dr. Farida has told that is the school was targeted. So she run out of the hospital and go to the school. And
that day, my daughter was at the school and I heard the sound of bombardment and the school was close to my hospital. And I asked everyone, where is that attack? And they told me it's on the school. So I ran there with my operation dress, and I go running like a crazy man, go there, and then I look at the school, and I find no one was there. I ask them, what's happening? What happened? They told me that someone told them that the school will be attacked. And then they evacuate the school before the attack with 1 hour. And so my daughter was at home at that moment when he attacked the school. But it, if she was there, it will be a big massacre.
Right.
Another time when chlorine attacked M2 hospital, and it was next to the hospital. So our daughter was affected with that chlorine, and she ran to her mother and hugged her, and she said, Mommy, I can't breathe. So Dr. Farida gave her a mask of oxygen to be good.
It must be really hard to think about the future as a family when you're just trying to survive every day. Did you ever think about sending your daughter away from Aleppo to stay with another family in another country? Was that even possible?
No, it's not possible, because we will worry about her. We had to contact her every day. Now we left her in Istanbul, but we are contacting her by Skype every day.
And now you're in Idlib. What are your plans now? What's next?
We are going to establish a new life. I am searching for a job there, and Dr. Farida found a job there, and we will continue doing our duty in the north of Syria.
After all of what you've been through, is it hard to stay together as a family?
No. The siege make us love each other more than the time before the siege. Because always when there is a bomb or there is an attack close to us, we all hug each other. So that make us love each other, I think, more than any family in the world. So, and always we all stay at the same room and sleep with each other, both of all of us. So maybe that make us love each other more than before the siege.
We are very close to each other at the time of the siege.
And it sounds like still today.
Yes.
Yeah. It's continuing until now.
Inshallah that it continues. Dr. Farida, an OBGYN, and ophthalmologist Dr. Abdulhalek were among a small group of Syrian doctors who continued to care for patients during the siege of Aleppo last year. Thank you both for being with us again.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.